要走快点啊。
We will speed up this session.
不然这条路走不完。
Otherwise, we'll never finish this path.
这个上行诗会唱不完。
The song of ascents will never be finished.
我们明天还有三个小时嘛。
We still have 3 more hours tomorrow.
所以这一节如果我们唱到吹心肝，就是能够把心肝吹完，那就明天就可以走得完了。
So if we can sing to our heart's content tonight, then we can finish the journey tomorrow.
好，我们来看128篇。
Psalm 128.
说凡敬畏神遵行他道的便为有福。
Happy is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways.
好，那我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
看啊，敬畏神的人必这样蒙福。
Thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord.
这是双福啊，在这一节里面。
It's a double blessing.
敬畏神遵行他道的便有福。你看，敬畏神的人必这样子有福。
So happy is everyone who fears the Lord, and also blesses the man who fears the Lord.
所以在这两个福里面，那个框住了二三节，还像一个框框哈。
So these two verses frame the two verses in between.
福在这里福的内容是什么呢？
So what are the blessings?
我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
那个你要吃劳碌得来的，你要享福。事情顺利。
You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You'll be happy, and it shall go well with you.
你看，这第二节跟那个上一篇的第二节有一样的地方在哪里？
What's the similarity between this verse and the same verse in the previous
song? 吃劳碌得来的，对不对？
Is something that comes with labor.
你看127篇的第二节是说吃劳碌得来的，有没有？
So it is bread that is acquired through much toil.
好像哇，好像说在矽谷工作实在是太累了，这个工作十小时以上啊。
It's like working in Silicon Valley where you work 10 plus hours a day.
是不是？你有没有做这样子？
差不多。
哇，这样是你也是吃那什么劳苦得来的饭哦。
So we eat the bread of toil.
但是127篇第二节是什么？往南。
But then in verse 127, verse 2, for he gives sleep to those to his beloved.
127, verse 2,
for he gives sleep to those to his beloved. This is the end, last portion of 127 verse 1.
但是现在呢，是神的祝福。
But now we speak of blessing.
同样是吃劳碌得来的。
Even though we still eat the bread of toil.
我们刚刚讲过，不同点在一个敬畏神，一个不敬畏神。
But the difference lies whether you worship the Lord or not.
你看那个尼布甲尼撒王。
Let's look at Nebuchadnezzar.
他同样一个王。
He was a king.
神是神让他当王的。
God anointed him as king.
不是当王不好。
It is not that it's a bad thing to be a king.
那个以赛亚书说，我的仆人尼布甲尼撒王是神的仆人哦。
In the book of Isaiah, it says that refers to Nebuchadnezzar as my servant.
当他一骄傲的时候
，But once he became proud,
当他说，你看，这是我一手打下来天下。
Once he said, "This is all that I have established,"
他马上变成野兽了。
Then he became a beast.
是不是？他就。到旷野去吃草如牛啊！
Then he lived in the wilderness as a beast.
这神给我们一个警戒了。
Now this is something to remind us.
同样一件事情。
In the same incident.
同样一个成就。
In the same results.
你没有神。
If you do not have God.
成就还在，但是在神来看你好像野兽一样。
Though you may have acquired the same things, God will still see you as a beast.
那这边128篇，这是说有福啦。敬畏神人有福。
128 it says that blesses the man who labors for the Lord.
所以他要吃劳苦得来的。
That you shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands.
然后呢，那个享福事业那个事情要顺利。
you shall be happy and it shall go well with you.
你劳苦得来的你要吃得下了，如果你胃常常胃痛或是也是吃不下也是不行啊。
You must be able to eat the fruits of your labor. If you have stomach problems, then that's a problem.
要身体健康。
You must be healthy.
然后你要吃得到了。
You must be able to eat this.
有人赚赚赚赚到最后怎么样？节俭到时候一死了，什么都吃不到。
Some people work all their lives, and when it comes time to harvest, they die.
我看你们认识很多这样的人哦。
You probably know many people like this.
在德国也是有一个人在拼的要命哦，他想说我再拼几年呢，哇，他真的那时候已经很有钱了，但是呢，等到快要拼完的时候，他死在工作就死掉了，哇。他的东西都被人家吃光了。如果他还活着，如果他能够醒过来一看，那已经气死。
I knew of a man in Germany who was already wealthy, but he said that he decided that he will work a few extra years before retiring, and but he died on his job, and other people's shared his wealth.
你要吃劳碌得来的。
So you shall eat the fruit of your labor.
你要享福，事情顺利。
And you shall be happy, and it shall all go well with you.
好。这是当为人父母的，对不对？那接下来呢？第三节，
three,
年纪慢慢长大了。
Three as we age.
年纪慢慢大了，那你的妻子呢？在你的内室，好像多结果子的葡萄树。
Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house.
你太太不是到处乱跑啊。
Your wife will not run around.
这里乱跑不是说她在外面有职业了，是说她的心乱跑。
So we're not talking about her running around because she has a career, but running around with her heart.
你虽然太太嘴巴很甜，说爱你要牵着你的手在街上走，但是她老是看别人。
Even though she maybe hold on to your hand and say I love you, her eyes might be going looking elsewhere.
她不在内室啊，总是看到别人，别人的先生漂亮，或是风趣，怎么我的先生老是这么木讷
？Is this a wife that looks at other husbands and thinks, oh, he's handsome and he's quite humorous?
这样你会高兴吗？
Would that make you happy?
这样没有福啊。
That is not a blessing.
这你的妻子在你内室。
But within your house.
这不是说那个男主外女主内，女人就不能出去工作，不，这个不是这样解释的了。
This verse cannot explain why how a wife should work at home and a husband outside.
就好像你要进内室去祷告那个一样。
It's the same as if we have to go inside a temple to pray.
就说你的心不外放。
It just means that your heart does not go out.
那你也能够享受你自己的太太。
And you can enjoy your wife.
这个在箴言里面有一个很好的一个这样的诗篇哦。
Now there's another song.
那个诗篇第五篇哈。
Psalm chapter 5.
这是个很好的一个诗篇。
It's a very good psalm.
这是两个对比的了哈，
这是有。
如果你这第七节之下哈，从第一节开始哈，再讲外女了哈，就是那个外面的那些不正常那些人，不说他不正常，就是婚外情啊。
Talks about the adulterers。
那些淫妇啊。
Those adulteresses。
第三节哈。
Verse three。
他的嘴巴哇，好像蜂蜜啊。
They speak like honey.
但是小心啊！
But be careful.
你会受苦啊！
Because you will suffer.
他的嘴巴快如两刃的刀啊！
Because their lips are like knives.
会割着你，切着你。
They will slice into you.
这好像神的话也是两刃的刀啊，不是吗？
It is like at this point, the word of the Lord is like a double-edged sword.
是不是？那不是我们这是箴言呢、啊？
Okay.
对不起
Proverbs chapter 5 rather
但是到最后会死的箴言、哦、第五章嘛
okay, Proverbs 5
箴言第五章所以第七节他说种子啊小心哦
so in verse 7 it says oh now my child listen
到最后你就下了阴间了
do not depart
到最后你要十四节
verse 14
我在社会里几乎落在诸般恶中啊
Now I am at the point of utter ruin in the public assembly.
那第十五节。
Verse 15.
所以喝自己池中的水，饮自己井里的活水。
Drink water from your cistern, flowing water from your own well.
这是讲自己的太太，不可跟人家 share 的。
This is referring to the wife. You do not share your wife.
因为夫妻一体，不能说哎，我们好朋友啊，一起爱情 夫妻爱情不可以跟别人分享的。
Husband and wife are one; they can, it cannot be shared.
是独独只有你。所以这边说第十六节。
So verse 16.
你的泉源七个仗义在外呢？你的河水七个什么流落在街上呢？
Should your springs be scattered abroad, streams of water in the streets?
这里的泉源河水是指着自己的太太讲的。
These springs refer to the wife.
你的太太每天打扮得漂漂亮亮，那个出去招摇在外引诱人呢、啊、
？Is your wife dressing up every day and going out to tempt others?
那、啊、回到家呢，披头散发，天天睡穿睡衣过日子。
And when she's home, is she a mess and just lying around doing nothing all day?
这个不合圣经啊。
That is not biblical.
其实你说不要怎么样，即使出去穿不那么漂亮也没有关系，在家里要穿漂亮。
It's okay if a wife doesn't dress up when she goes out, but at home she should look beautiful.
应该在太太应该在家穿最漂亮的、最迷人的。
The wife should wear the most seductive clothing.
我们常常好衣服都穿去给人家看，其实人家有看到你吗
？For most people, they usually dress up when they go out, but do people actually notice?
你去逛街穿得很漂亮，其实对不对？大家都穿得很漂亮。
When you go shopping, you probably dress up.
其实你又看到了谁穿漂亮？
Who actually sees us?
我们当然是穿是给人家看，对不对
？We dress up for others.
哦，其实没有人在看呢、啊。
But no one really looks at you.
好衣服，漂亮的，最迷人的应该穿在家里给先生看。
So whatever is most beautiful, you should wear at home for your husband.
但是我们有时候常常相反哦。
But oftentimes we do this in reverse.
在家披头散发。
At home, we just mess up our hair.
穿着那木屐，扣扣扣扣这样子。
We wear clogs around.
是啊。这个是不可仗义在外，不可留在街上。
So, your spring shouldn't be scattered abroad in the streets.
十七节。
Verse 17.
说独归你一人呐、啊，不可给外人同享同用啊。
Let them be for yourself alone and not for sharing with strangers.
接下来自己念了哈，我们这是很好的，这结婚的人要那个弟兄天天要念一遍。
The rest you should read on your own. Married husbands should read this constantly.
然后呢，第十八节哈。
18.
要使你的泉源门徒。
Let your fountains be blessed.
要喜悦你幼年所娶的妻。
And rejoice in the wife of your youth.
她虽然黄脸婆了。
Even though she becomes an old hag.
也是你最漂亮的妻。
She is still your most beautiful wife.
归你一人了。
And she belongs to you.
你要使她门徒啊。
Then you must rejoice in your wife.
要使你的泉源门徒，就是要你的太太门徒。你有没有给你太太有福气？你太太感觉，如果做那个问卷调查，如果再有一次机会，你要不要跟她结婚
？Now, when some if surpass, let's take if you were one day to take a survey, and the question says, will you marry your wife again if you had a second chance?
不是你的太太。
Oh.
你的太太要如果说我要考虑考虑，那你就要回去要禁止祷告灵修了。
If your wife takes such a survey and your wife says, "Oh, I have to think about that," then you better go home and pray a little more.
那如果太太说不要，那你就要悔改了。
If your wife says no, then you have to go repent.
因为你违反圣经啊。
Because you have gone against the Bible.
说真的，我也要是努力就是了。
Then I will have to try harder.
我也是要好好努力啊，是不是？我们互相勉励啊。你也可以问我太太就是了，我不晓得她的答案是什么。
You can ask my wife. I don't know how she'll respond.
在这里讲的那么好听，但是。
Perhaps I have to try harder too.
我这次回去应该偷偷问他一下。
So I think I'll go home and ask her this time.
我很怒气啊！
you know,
是不是
？Am I doing a good job?
如果你下次，如果你们现在二十年之，再回到时间二十年之前，你要不要跟那个光头那个坑熊结婚啊？如果他说要，那就。如果说考虑考虑，那我就要灵修了。他如果说不要，哇，那我真的要悔改了。
If someone asked my wife, you know, 20 years ago, if you can go back in time, will you want to marry the bald pastor Ko? If she says yes, then I'll be very happy. If she says no, then I have to go repent.
是这样子的，然后，所以要使太太门徒。
So we must rejoice in our wife.
如果她不门徒，是你的错。
And if she is not blessed, then it's your fault.
是你的缺陷，要悔改。
Then you will have to repent.
因为不合圣经。
Because then you are not following the Bible.
好，第十九节。
19.
他如可爱的，这个是什么？好像优鹿啊，可喜爱的母鹿。 愿他的胸怀使你时常知足，他的爱情使你常常恋慕。
So a lovely deer, a graceful doe, may her breast satisfy you all, at all times. May you be intoxicated always by her love.
那个如果要晓得更多的话，可以看那个陈大哥跟那个赵杰写的那个什么文章，在那个什么携手同行啊什么。
If you'd like to further study this topic, 是不是? Then you can read the article written by Brother and Sister Chen.
这是有另外一个问题了哈。好，我们赶快回来。
Let's go back.
那太太安于世啊，就安于世是说忠心啊，但是先生也是一样了，你不要牵着太太老是看漂亮女孩子。
A wife needs to be loyal, but likewise, a husband shouldn't be looking around whenever he's holding on to his wife.
嗯，是不是？这样太不好。
Because that would not be fair.
嗯。然后呢，她是多结果子啦。
And she will be a fruitful vine.
当然，这在当时是说生好多好孩子啦。
In those days, it means bearing many children.
当然，我这是不能说罗伯托，不是不能。这是，但是。多结果子的葡萄树
So she will be like a fruitful vine.
就是在以色列呢，那个葡萄树、无花果树，哦，那个什么，哦，橄榄树，这三样树是预表，就是代表着选民。所以你这个多结果子的葡萄树，就是你这些生出来是葡萄，就是神的选民呐，神的子民，哎。
To the Israelites, the vine, the olive tree, and the fig tree all represent the chosen people. So for the wife to be like a fruitful vine, then it means that she bears children of God.
那你的儿子呢？很多儿女很多，围绕着你的桌子。
Your children will be like the olive shoots around your table.
为你桌子做什么？
Why are they around you?
在旧约里面，桌子就是为我什么摆设筵席啊，就是吃你的饭了。
They are around your table because they are partaking of the feast together.
围绕桌子就是一种团契。
So it's a reunion.
嗯，围绕你的桌子就是跟你在一起。
They surround your table because they want to be with you.
好像那个什么橄榄摘子啊。
Like the olive shoots.
你好像老橄榄了。
And you are like the old olive.
你也晓得你现在已经九十了。
Perhaps you are 90 years old now.
如果你说百岁还有十年呢、啊、
？If you can live to 100, then there's 10 more years.
你晓得有一天你会渐渐枯干了、
啊。And when you will slowly shrivel.
不用怕。
Don't worry.
你会很高兴。
You will be very happy.
因为你有橄榄摘子啊。
Because you have olive shoots.
继承你的生命。
To continue on your life.
神的国继续成长。你一个，但是接下来是什么？很多的橄榄摘子。
To continue, you may be one, but you have many olive shoots that will continue pursuing the heavenly kingdom.
这是有希望。
There's hope in this.
这在属灵的啦。
This is spiritually speaking.
如果你生了一百个孩子
，If you have 100 children,
每个都堕落了。
All of them fall away.
即使你连一个孩子都没有
，Then it's as though you have zero children.
不但没有孩子，你还为魔鬼制造那个什么。兵丁啊、
Not only do you have zero children, but you've created an army for Satan.
这实在是对主耶稣讲不过去的。
There's no way you can explain this to God.
好，我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
说看啊，敬畏神人就是这样子。
Thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord.
这里讲得很简单。
Here it's very simple.
所以我们这里看到我们人，你人生的目的是什么？
So what is our purpose in life?
什么是神的祝福？
What is blessed by God?
这里告诉我们是努力工作能够吃得下、啊、从第二节吃你劳碌得来就是说你要努力工作对不对要劳碌要真的要工作然后要吃得下能够享受了
So those who can eat of the fruit of their labor
并且在顺服里面凡事顺利
That they can obediently complete everything that's planned
那接下来很重要就是家庭生活
And their family life is very important
你看，从创世一直到结束，都是以家为重要的一个单元。
The family unit has been important from the beginning of time till the end of time.
神创世之后，创造世界之后
，After the creation of the heavens and earth，
神在人间，在人的社会里面，第一做的事情，神亲自做的事情是什么
？What was the first thing that God did on this planet？
设婚姻。
He created.Established marriage.
所以说到世上来的时候
When he came to this world,
他第一件神迹是什么
What was his first miracle?
参加婚礼
He attended a wedding.
把那个快要破裂的那个婚姻救回来。
He fixed a marriage celebration that was about to fall apart.
耶稣变酒，那个水变酒，那个故事我们很熟嘛。其实，在当时对那个男家来讲，是很丢脸到底的一件事情啊。
We're all familiar with the story of the water that was turned to wine. It would have been very shameful for the husband's family to have no wine.
我看那个犹太人那个拉比的文学里面说，像这种事情的话，可以告到那个法院去的。如果女方啊，可以告到法院去的，告说他没有酒了。
According to
我们现在想不通的。
According to rabbinic teachings.Such a mishap, with such a mishap, the wife's family can actually sue the husband's family.
因为要准备很久的，要准备的。
Because this was preparation that should have long been prepared, done.
那你到一半没有了。
But if you run at halfway,
那表示说你准备不做到。
Then it means that you did not fully prepare.
表示你不尊重。
Then it means that you have no respect.
因为在当时结婚不是像现在哦，是准备很久的。
A wedding was something that was prepared long in advance.
所以当时有这样的例子，就是如果酒不够了，可以告到法院去。
If there's not enough wine, then they can sue.
这桩婚姻可就破了。
This wedding could just be abolished.
男方是很大的羞耻啊。
It was a great embarrassment to the groom's family.
主耶稣在那里。
But Jesus was there.
当然，主耶稣去重点不在酒。
Jesus wasn't there for the wine.
重点在这个婚姻。
But for the wedding.
所以主耶稣把那个在人间好像很快要成为羞耻的、快要爆发出来的这个很丑的事情，主耶稣怎么样把它救治了？
So at the brink of this great embarrassment, Jesus saved them.
还是婚姻。
He saved the marriage.
世界末日啦。
And
世界末日。
During the last day,
主耶稣再来。
Jesus will come again.
最后一件事情是什么？
What is the last thing that he will do?
主耶稣再来，我们要做什么？
What shall we do?
穿得整齐，对不对？
We will dress up.
然后去做什么？
And then what?
参加羔羊婚宴，是不是？
And then attend the feast.
所以世界最后的一件事情也是婚姻啊。
So even with the last thing on this earth, we will be attending a wedding feast.
所以把圣经从中头中间最后看一下，就你就会通了。
So if you just look from the beginning of the Bible to the end, then you'll understand.
通什么？
Understand what?
家庭婚姻。
That the importance of family and marriage.
但是这个家庭这个、婚姻要在主里面的啦。
But of course, this is a family and marriage that in Christ.
第一对婚姻是在伊甸园呢。
The first wedding took place in the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园里面的婚姻。
The wedding
是神设立的。
In Eden, the marriage was established by God.
伊甸园婚姻很好啊。
It was a good marriage.
像我们现在伊甸园的婚姻是什么？
So what is,
在教会里面的婚姻呢、
啊？ So for us today, a marriage that is in the church is like a wedding in the Garden of Eden.
我说我看到弟兄姊妹真的是，什么多祷告了哈，要真的为婚姻自己要多祷告，说主啊，要祷告是不是？感冒都祷告了，你要嫁人不祷告吗？
If people pray about their colds, then people really need to pray about their marriages.
我自己的妹妹哈。
My younger sister.
我妹妹小时候是比较怎么讲？比较丰满一点吧，比较胖。
She was plumper.
那到该嫁了。
When it came time for her to be married.
那因为其他的我的另外的妹妹她们比较瘦啊，可能比较人家比较喜欢，所以比较早嫁，对不对？
The other sisters were thinner, I guess more pleasing to other people, so they were married first. So
all
that was left was a plump sister. So we were all very nervous.
那一急有时候个性会变啊。我是说我妹妹了，不是说你们了。
So once she became nervous, then her personality changed.What to do?
那时候，哇，那时候还在台湾。
At that time, I was still in Taiwan.
我说这样子啦。
And I said,
哥哥跟你一起，我们去祷告。
Said, I'll pray with you.
那时候有早祷会啊。
There were morning prayers at that time.
没有什么事情，就是天天为说主耶稣啊，嫁个人吧，为这个祷告。
Every day,
就是早祷就是为这个。
Every day we had our morning prayer and we prayed that she will find someone.
但是感谢主，她后来就真的是嫁了。
And thank God, she really was eventually married.
当然，这是相亲的了，就相好就嫁去了。
She was introduced and married.
现在你是不会这样子了哈。
People today will not go through such a thing.
那感谢神，到现在非常很感谢神，只能说感谢了。求主在保守，现在婚姻非常美满，孩子也都非常好。
I can only thank God that she has a good family right now and she's fully blessed. Her family's blessed.
现在讲不是讲她好不好, 现在是说要祷告。
The main point of me telling the story is that we need to pray.
但是祷告完之后, 你嫁了之后, 也不是说一切要结束, 你还是要自己要经营的。
Doesn't mean that once you pray and you get married, you could just slack off. You have to continue to pursue a better marriage.
是啊。好，所以这边你看，有福当中就是什么？你的事业、你的身体，那再来是你的家庭生活。那家庭生活包括了就是什么？灵命的传承。
So the passage talks about blessings of your labor, the fruits of your labor, and your family, and the passing on of your family.
好，我们看第五节、第六节。
Let's look at verse 5 and 6.
这是两愿,
these are two wishes.
128篇, 这是两福,
Psalm 128 includes two blessings and two wishes.
愿神从西安赐福给你, 愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处。
The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life.
有福的人, 神还要再加给他福。
A person who is blessed will receive more blessings.
神从西安降福给他,
from Zion.
西安就是教会,
the Zion meaning the church.
那也愿你一生一世能够看见耶路撒冷的好处,
may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem.
以现在来讲的是神的国啦, 神的教会。
In other words, a heavenly kingdom, heavenly church.
如果全教会的人都要软弱, 只有你, 坚强,
if the entire church is weak and you are strong,
我看你也
then you will not remain strong for very long.
你也高兴不到哪里去。
You will not be happy for very long.
如果你到教会说, 这个坏, 那个坏, 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 其实大家都坏了, 那其实, 你只是没有说你坏而已啦。
If you go to church and everything seems to be falling apart, then and only you are okay.
不是OK啦, 你没有讲自己坏, 一般我们讲别人坏, 也不等于说你好啦。
Oh, if we say that everything else is broken, doesn't mean that you're okay.
所以愿你一生一世能够看见神的国。
So, may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life.
教会兴旺了,
when a church prospers,
你信心也会提升,
your faith will be revitalized.
教会好了,
when a church is good,
你也喜欢到教会来,
then you will like coming to church.
那对你来讲, 你就好了,
then it is all well with you.
所以这里是你得祝福, 教会兴旺。
So when you are blessed, the church prospers.
第六节,
verse 6.
愿你看见你儿女的儿女。
May you see your children's children.
这个命要长一点啊,
you have to live a long life for this.
如果命不长的话, 生了儿子不久啊, 儿子都还没结婚呢, 那你就走了, 那也看不到儿子的儿子了。
If you don't live a long life, then you might pass away before your son has children.
哦, 这是愿望了,
so this is another wish.
嗯, 你就长寿,
that you may have longevity.
看你儿女的儿女也在主里面。
That you may see your children's children grow up in the Lord.
当然没有关系, 在世上看不到, 到天国, 如果能够看你儿子的儿子也在神国里面, 你也是哈哈笑了。
Even if you don't see this happen on earth, you will see it in the heavenly kingdom.
那愿平安归以色列。
Peace be upon Israel.
好,这是, 这时候已经当什么? 当祖父了, 对不对?
So by this time he has become a grandfather.
127篇是当, 还是父亲的时候, 还是在拼的时候。
In 127, he's still a father.
128篇已经当祖父了。
128 is a grandfather.
这时候已经在什么? 在, 已经从外院, 哦, 进到内院来了, 哈?
At this time, the person has gone from the outer court to the inner court.
现在要慢慢地要爬上, 进到那个神的, 那个圣殿里面, 那个内院了。
Now he is about to climb up into the temple.
第129节, 129章。
129章跟127, 123, 124是相对的。 129 is compatible, is related to 123 and 124.
我们123, 124, 我们有一个主题就是回想那个什么惊涛骇浪的那个时候，对不对？
When in 123 and 124, they are thinking back to the difficult times.
这样的一个心境, 这样的一个苦难, 是在那个什么, 要上到 外院的时候的过程会经过的。
This is the process that I went through as they passed through the outer court.
那129,
in 129,
这是从外院要进到内院会遇到的那个也是一种苦难，就是那个我们吹心肝的年日啊。
These depict the heart-wrenching days as the person goes from the outer court to the inner court.
那这个也是一种当父祖父之后一个回忆了哈。
Again, these are things that the grandfather will remember.
更深入一层, 灵跟神的交通的当中的一个回忆。
This person is going through the next level in recollecting the past events.
也是内心的挣扎。
It is an internal struggle.
好, 我们看129篇。
Let's look at Psalm 129.
以色列当说了。
Says,
以色列当说,
prayer of the downfall of Israelites' enemies.
你看124篇。
In 124,
是不是一样? 124篇说, 以色列人要说,
deliverance down, downfall.
124.
Has a D then.
Huh?
D and like, qua, downfall.
什么东西? 124篇.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
If
they had not been for the Lord.
Israel now say, 有没有?
Uh-huh.
Let Israel now say. 那现在呢?
Okay, let Israel now say.
Let Israel now say. 一样的，对不对?
So it begins the same way with let Israel now say.
所以这两段是平行，心境是同样讲那个很痛苦的年日。
The two passages are can be set in parallel.
但是这两个是在不同的灵境里面讲的。
But they occur in different spiritual, levels of spirituality.
124是讲外在的。 那个凶涛啊，那恶人要把你吞啊， 对不对？
Psalm 124 talks speaks of the eternal, the external.
那个129呢？
In 129,
已经进入到神的那个殿里面来的。Person
has already entered the courtyard, inner courtyard.
那怎么说呢？ 说我从幼年以来, 敌人屡次苦害我。
Often have they attacked me from my youth.
如果你的 你的年纪已经到说啊，我们小时候啊，那时候已经老了。
If you've come to the days when you say, oh, back when I was young, then it means that you're old now.
我看你很少讲这样，跟我一样。
I do.
哎，真的。那你是很早成熟了。一般是越老越会讲。And
the older you are, the more likely you will say this.
哎，你在讲说 when I was young 的时候，你的样是很那个日子很短嘛，你的样的日子不会比我打长啊。
True.
是不是?
So my when I talk about when I'm young, I was young, the days are shorter than when he says when I was young.
越老那个他young的日子越多嘛。
So the older you are, the days with youth are longer.
他90岁的时候，他89岁以前都是什么？都是一样的。
When you turn 90, all the previous 89 years are days of youth.
那越老越想以前呐。The
older you are, the more you think about the past.
但是我们信耶稣的不胖。
We are not afraid if we believe in Christ.
应该越老越讲前面。
The older we are, the more we think forward.
讲哪里? 永恒天国。
We talk about the heavenly kingdom that is ahead.
是不是?
Is that right?
我祖母啊,
My grandmother,
到60岁,
when she was 60,
那时候我们很小, 我们跟她睡在一起啊,
we were still really young and we slept
我是很奇妙,
with her.
就是啊, 她有时候常常把那箱子拿起来说, 哎, 这是说, 这就是我死的时候要穿的衣服啊。
She would open her chest sometimes and say, oh, this is the clothing that I'll wear when I'm dead.
他说这是很特别的衣服，用那个手工做，那个扣子是用那个布啊。他说现在没有人会做了。She
said this is a special garment. It's very beautiful and handcrafted. No one can make this now.
那时候我想不通他为什么要穿那个衣服。I
did not understand why she would want to wear that garment.
有金扣子怎么不要？为什么要布扣子？Why
does she want a garment made with cloth buttons instead of gold buttons?
因为他是活在那个时代，他以为那个是最好。他小时候就穿这样长大的，所以他老。 他常说我要穿这个来见耶稣啊。
It was because she grew up in a different era.
但是那时候我们比较有知识，想说不会，那个会烂掉。And
she said, I want to wear this so I can when I meet Jesus. And I thought, well, the clothing will rot away by then.
他想的，那时候小时候，人小的时候不会想到的。
She thought of things that I did not think of in my youth.
你现在绝对不会想说我要穿什么见耶稣，对不对？会不会？你还没想到嘛，是不是？ 所以年纪越大，想的越来未来怎么样？ 越远越深啊,
Only older,
我们信耶稣人才, 而且我们正教会信徒才会这样子。
Only older people will think about what they want to wear when they meet God.
这是更深更远的。
Because they are looking forward.
不信主人是怎么样?
Now, for people who do not believe,
越老越不敢想, 不敢讲明天后天。
The older they are, the less likely they want to think about tomorrow.
明天死了, 怎么办? 没有啦。
What are we to do when we die?
一死就完了。
Death is the end.
能够想到明天吗?
Can we think about tomorrow then?
一个100岁人他还会计划重新开一个电脑公司吗?
A person who is 100 years old, will he think about opening a new computer store?
没有了, 他只是一天过一天。
No, he lives day by day.
有人比较老实的说，哦，你在等死啊。
Since some who are more honest will say we're just waiting to die.
是，那我们不是。
But for us, it's not like this.
我们不是等死。
We do not wait for death to come.
我们在等一个荣耀。
We are waiting for the coming glory.
是不是？等主耶稣来接我们。
We are waiting for Jesus to come and bring us back.
那是不一样的。
It's different.
所以当以色列当中我年幼的时候呢，这时候再重新的再想一遍。
When here it says that often when he thinks about his youth, he's thinking backwards.
那个什么，屡次苦害我。
Often have they attacked me?
我从幼年以来啊，敌人屡次苦害我。你看，从这个的诗句跟那个什么。哦，第一百二十四篇是一样的。若不是神帮助，若不是神帮助，是这样子的重复的。
It is in the same pattern. Often have they attacked me. Often have they attacked me.
现在是敌人苦害，敌人苦害。
Versus when it was in 124, it says if it had not been for the Lord.
但是呢，却没有胜了我。
Yet they have not prevailed against me.
没有。
No.
因为神帮助。
Because the Lord has helped.
怎么样呢？如同俯礼的在我背上，俯礼而耕啊，耕的犁沟甚长。
The plowers plowed on my back; they made their furrows long.
他背上是忍着这样犁沟的痛苦过来的。
That his back are like furrows.
当然，这是主耶稣在十字架上我们常所引用的。
This is a depiction that we talk of when we speak of God being of Jesus Christ being whipped and crucified.
所以在这里已经有一样预言的那种诗了。
This is a bit of a prefiguration.
哎，神是公义的，第四节，他砍断恶人的绳索。
The Lord is righteous; He has cut the cords of the wicked.
哎，那个怨恨锡安的门修退后。
May all who hate Zion be put to shame and turn backwards. God is just.
哎，现在，然后呢？他们好像那个房顶上的草一样。
Let them be like the grass on the hilltops.
哎，他们收割不过一拔啦。
That withers before it grows up.
过路也不说愿神赐福给他们了。
With,
第八节
Verse 8 While those who pass by do not say
但是呢我们奉神的名给你们祝福
The blessing of the Lord be upon you We bless you in the name of the Lord
所以这时候他年纪也很大了
This person is rather old by now
他看得也多了
He has seen much
他想到以前的苦
He thinks about the bitterness of his past.
但是他现在看到神的荣耀。
But now he has seen the glory of the Lord.
最后他第八节是给我们的祝福。
And so he concludes with a blessing in verse 8.
有祝福我们就可以结束了。
And with this blessing we can end.